WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Easter brings the promise of one day of peace after 3 years of war. Russian President Putin offering a Sunday ceasefire in Ukraine. Bill Clinton was president April 19, 1995, when a domestic terrorist targeted the federal building in Oklahoma City with a bomb that killed 168 people. This morning, Mr. Clinton delivered the keynote on the site where the building once stood.
I know over the last 30 years, you are probably managing your losses better, but I know the pain has never gone away.
U.S. Supreme Court, in an emergency ruling, stops the Trump administration from using the Alien Enemies Act to deport people. On the same day, more migrants in a Texas detention facility were due to be flown out.
The ACLU says they're relieved by this move and that, quote, these men were in imminent danger of spending their lives in a horrific foreign prison without ever having had a chance to go to court.
Selena Wang reporting. This is ABC News. The first shot of the American Revolution 250 years ago this morning in Lexington, Mass. And neighboring Concord. Reenactors heard this 21-gun salute this morning from part of the U.S. Army 101st Fuel Artillery Regiment. Tens of thousands expected to gather in both locations for ceremonies. The Navy canceling podcaster and author Ryan Holiday from speaking at its academy in Annapolis, saying it wanted to steer clear of politics. Holiday planned to reference the U.S. Naval Academy's recent decision to pull books from its library. The Navy asked him to omit the reference, and he refused. The New York Auto Show is a bit scaled down this year, kind of matching the mood of car makers going into next month, wondering if these shiny new vehicles will be dinged by Trump administration 25% industry tariffs. Cox Automotive says consumers were out in force last month, scooping up trucks, cars, SUVs. Month-over-month sales ahead 29.6%. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
It's currently a partly sunny 50 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our afternoon's forecast calls for mostly sunny and pleasant conditions with highs reaching around 58. Staying mostly clear for tonight, feeling a bit cool with areas of fog possible, lows dropping to around 33. On Easter Sunday, increasing clouds with showers likely later in the afternoon and possibly a few rumbles of thunder. Up to a quarter inch of rain is possible with highs reaching around 56. Sunday night, rain likely to continue with some possible thunderstorms too. More than half an inch could fall in the area, with lows dropping to around 42 degrees. And on Monday, blistery and mostly cloudy with occasional light rain, mainly in the morning. Another tenth of an inch or so of rain is possible, with highs reaching around 54 degrees. In Richland Center, after our morning's low of 38, we're again currently at 50 degrees.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Today is Saturday, April 19th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The Enbridge Line 5 project will be fast-tracked and have public hearings this spring after receiving an emergency designation. Tribal leaders said the government was not acting in good faith. Environmental experts are concerned about oil leaks in the Great Lakes and impacts to wetlands in northern Wisconsin. The Trump administration is seeking to expand gas and oil capabilities in the U.S. Barnard Construction, whose owner donated $1 million to President Donald Trump's campaign, was selected to build the pipeline. Citing an alarming lack of clarity, failure to follow federal procedures, and a direct threat to local control of Wisconsin schools, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction Friday announced it will not be signing or submitting a recent certification request issued by the U.S. Department of Education related to Title VI compliance. In its final letter to the certification request, the Department of Public Instruction reaffirmed Wisconsin schools' compliance with federal law and enclosed previously signed assurances from the state's 460 local education agencies. These assurances are a routine part of the federal grant process. The latest communication comes after the Department of Public Instruction sent a letter April 9th asking the U.S. Department of Education for clarification on both the intent and legality of its request. Despite repeated requests, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received no response from the U.S. Department of Education. In addition, the process of imposing new grant conditions requires notice and rule-making procedures. The new data collection efforts require compliance with federal law, something that did not happen. Dr. Jill Underley says Wisconsin families and school communities deserve clarity, not confusion from Washington. Without a clear process and rules, the newly designed certification is a path for the federal government to directly control the decisions in our schools by conditioning federal dollars. This is a serious concern, not just for the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, but for anyone who believes in lawful, transparent government. Additional information on federal funding as it relates to Wisconsin schools and libraries can be found on the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's Tracking Federal Funding webpage. The Grant County Highway Department has announced a temporary closure of the northbound off-ramp from U.S. Highway 151 at Keeler, that's exit number 5, for scheduled maintenance. The closure will begin on Monday, and the ramp is expected to reopen by the end of the day, Thursday. During this time, no truck traffic will be permitted on Old Highway Road. The suggested detour for truck traffic is to continue northbound on Highway 151 to the Dickeyville exit, that's exit number 8. Cross over Highway 151, then merge onto Highway 151 southbound. Exit at exit number 5 and follow County Road H to County Road Triple H. Local non-truck traffic may continue to use Old Highway Road during the ramp closure. Motorists are advised to plan accordingly, as there will be no posted detour. Families looking for something fun and free to do are welcome to attend a Saving for the Future event at the Black Earth Children's Museum today to celebrate Financial Literacy Month. The Black Earth Children's Museum will offer free admission for all guests until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Saving for the Future Day includes a storytime reading of Dina's Lucky Penny, the Wisconsin Money Smart Week Big Book, Big Read Book for 2025. Other activities for children include What Do I Want to Be When I Grow Up, sponsored by Edvest 529, and financial literacy activities with Lake Ridge Bank. Children are encouraged to find the pig and return it for a chance to win a prize, as they enjoy the other exhibits at the Black Earth Children's Museum. For more information about the event, you can visit blackearthchildrensmuseum.org. WRCO News Time is currently 12:11.
Be prepared for the upcoming season with a ready and rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. Benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt, round balers, and up to $7,500 on disc bind, disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
There are many sites online that make things easy and convenient to reach out to a large number of people. A good example is peer-to-peer sales platform websites, which give consumers the ability to buy and sell items, including motor vehicles. When selling a vehicle, be cautious when dealing with a possible buyer. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Consumers selling their vehicle online should be aware that they may be targeted by fake check scammers. And I know we've talked about fake checks before, just as a scam in general, but these scammers send a message to people listing their cars for sale on different sales platforms like a Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist, and the scammer pretends to be interested in buying the vehicle, and they claim they're not local and can't examine the car in person right away, but they offer to send the seller a check as a deposit to hold the car for them.
The seller could have difficulty recovering their money lost when a fake check is accepted as a deposit from a scammer.
What happens then is the fake check scam tries to take advantage of the ways checks are processed by banks, and they commonly follow this pattern. The check sender says that they accidentally overpaid for the car, and they ask the recipient, that consumer, to send the extra money back to them. So if the consumer trusts the check that they received is real, they'll deposit it and return the difference to the scammer. And money from the fake check can appear like it is in that consumer's account, but it can really take weeks for a bank to determine a check was fraudulent and then remove the funds from the account balance when it does present itself as fraudulent. At that point in time, the consumer has already sent the overpayment to the scammer, and so they'll be out their own money as a result of this fake check overpayment scam that's out there.
Michelle Reinen also warns prospective buyers to be aware when searching to purchase a motor vehicle listed on a peer-to-peer sales platform website.
We've also seen that there is a new twist to this, in that after a car was purchased through an online marketplace, it turned out to be stolen, and it came with convincing fraudulent title information. So if a consumer is out there looking to buy a car, not just sell their car, but buy a car on a marketplace, they need to do as much verification as they can that the other party in the transaction is legitimate, that the vehicle is legitimate, and that all the paperwork is authentic. And that can be very difficult to do and may involve checking local police reports as well as with the Department of Transportation for the appropriate state.
If you have been scammed when selling or buying a motor vehicle online, you can contact DACAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wisconsin.gov. Plan ahead for any travel to Green Bay for next week's NFL draft. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is advising anyone traveling to or through Green Bay, the Green Bay area, to prepare for changes to their routes. Construction projects are starting in various counties that include impact travel. Late next week, those include Brown, Fond du Lac, Winnebago, and Milwaukee counties. You can access real-time information on travel conditions by downloading the 511 Wisconsin app, by dialing 511, or visiting 511wi.gov. DOT says motorists may also encounter its safety patrol along sections of the highway. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Turbo's in Hub City is the ultimate go-to spot for food, fun, and flavor. Start your weekend with their crowd-pleasing Friday Night Fish, featuring fresh shrimp and full menu. Saturday nights are all about indulgence with juicy prime rib and shrimp, plus a full menu to explore. Looking for a great lunch? Turbo's has daily soup and sandwich specials, and don't miss their famous hash burger, a mouth-watering meal you won't forget. Sundays feature roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts that hit the sweet spot. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where every visit feels like a celebration. Come for the food, stay for the fun.
Putting off those auto repairs can cost you more in the long run, so now's the time to be thinking about putting your tax refund to good use and scheduling an appointment for service work or new tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Stop in at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, where you'll find oil, accessories, and car audio as well. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 649-2886.
Today is Saturday, April 19th. Julia Agnes Nee McNamer Newkirk, 97 of Verona, formerly of Richland County, died on Wednesday. A memorial service will be held today at 2:30 at the Ryan Funeral Home in Verona. Friends may call at the Ryan Funeral Home today from 1:30 until the time of the service at 2:30. Julia Newkirk is survived by 7 children, Julie Teft, Pat McNamer and Bob McRutt, Bill McNamer and Deb Cook, Carol and Quentin Finucane, Dorothy McNamer and Jess Garza, Lois Barker, and Greg and Jill McNamer, along with grandchildren and great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Julia Agnes Nee McNamer Newkirk, 97 of Verona, formerly of Richland County. Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75 of Linden Station, died Sunday at the Sauk County Healthcare Center. A funeral mass will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Germantown. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Anthony's Catholic Church on Monday from 9:30 until 10:45. It was Larry's wish to have a flannel funeral. Everyone is encouraged to dig out their favorite flannel shirt and wear to the service. In lieu of flowers, the family would suggest making a memorial to your favorite charity. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family. Larry Keller is survived by his wife Elaine, son Jason, 3 brothers, James and Kathy Keller, and Chuck and Lisa Keller, all of Casanova, and Michael and Jennifer Keller of Mazelmany. 2 sisters-in-law, Donna and John Novacek of Hillsboro, and Linda and Joe Fuller of Casanova, along with aunts, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Lawrence Jean Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville, died April 11th at home. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Sextonville Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 4 until 7, and again at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church on Tuesday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. Donna Meyer is survived by her children, Jeff and Susan Meyer, and Vicki and Jamie Edges, all of Sextonville, Jackie and Steve Thompson of Madison, and John and Heather Meyer of Loyal, along with 7 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville. Patricia A. Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock, died April 12th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Lone Rock, with burial in St. John the Evangelist Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at Sacred Heart Catholic Church on Monday from 4 until 7, with a rosary at 3:30, and again on Tuesday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Pat Alt is survived by her husband, Ron, 5 daughters, Barbara and Joseph Lewis, Laura and Claude Mertzenich, Diane and David Etelin, Lisa and Thomas Alt Miller, and Angela and Todd Clary, along with 15 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, siblings Charles and Helen Funk, Kathy Linz, Cheryl and Ronald Statz, and Doris Murnick, along with many nieces, nephews, brothers, and sisters-in-law, and other family members, and best friend Alice Hatfield, and other friends. Patricia A. Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. Faith Hallett, 92, of Richland Center. Ruth Eileen Schenck Flaherty, 93, died on April 12th. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday, May 25th at 2 o'clock at Grace Community Church. A visitation and meal will begin at the church on Sunday, May 25th, around 1:15. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the International Crane Foundation, Passages, or Grace Community Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Ruth Flaherty is survived by 5 children, Kim and Ron Oswald of California, Lauren and Tom Gazinski of Wisconsin, Faye and Mike Slaney of Michigan, Paul and Gail Dotson of Washington, Ralph and Leisha Dotson of Oregon, along with the 19 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, along with nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com. New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, George and Evelyn Faulkner, Tim and Trudy Perry, and Timothy and Mary Otto, and for Sunday, Jason and Shelley Drake. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Saturday afternoon to you. In my earlier forecast today, I discussed the latest U.S. Drought Monitor report, which came out on April 15th, placing southwest Wisconsin in abnormally dry to moderate drought conditions. Now, we will see some rain later tomorrow into tomorrow night. More than an inch could fall as an intensifying surface low pushes up from the southwest, a widespread batch of rain pushing in late in the day tomorrow and tomorrow night. In the northwestern and northern part of Wisconsin, there could be some snow, maybe 1-2 inches of wet, heavy snow. So folks up there will have to deal with that. While in our area, I do not expect any snow. Soil temps ranging from 45 to 50 degrees at a 2-inch and 4-inch depth, and those will gradually warm in the coming days, though we'll have some cool days here and there. Looks like later next week, we'll get something a little more consistent as far as better temperatures, and that will certainly help as we look forward to the planting season. So getting to the forecast here this afternoon, mostly sunny, a high near 58. Northwest winds 5 to 10, gusting up to about 15. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 33 degrees. Areas of fog are definitely possible, especially after midnight, and some of the fog could carry into early on Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday, cloud cover thickening, and showers are likely in the afternoon. You might hear a rumble of thunder as well. Highs around 56. Up to a quarter inch of rain is possible by supper time on Sunday, and then Sunday evening and night, more rain falling moderately, and perhaps that occasional rumble of thunder, an additional half to 3/4 of an inch, maybe as much as an inch, a low near 42. Monday, blustery, mostly cloudy, occasional light rain lingering, mainly in the morning, with another 1/10 of an inch or so possible, those winds switching to the northwest on the backside of the low, highs around 54. Tuesday looks to be a mix of clouds and sun, a high near 65, a chance of some showers and thunderstorms, especially later in the day. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers up to 71. Overnight low temperatures look to improve later in the week as well, with those highs around 70 and lows 45 to 50, helping with those soil temps. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
We're currently at a partly cloudy 51 degrees in Richland Center. Barometer reading of 30.17 and a wind speed averaging about 7 miles per hour out of the east. And no precipitation to report so far today. Yesterday's high reached 69, and we received about 87 hundredths of an inch of rain here at the WRCO radio station. Our morning's low was 38 degrees. We had a record high in 1985 of 85 degrees, record low in 1988 of 19 degrees. Last year's high reached 50 with a low of 36. The sun will set today at 7:49 and rise tomorrow at 6:12. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at a partly cloudy 51 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate, like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style, and 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves, like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick at Macy's Easter Sale today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
And from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found a little black dog with pointy ears and a collar. The dog was seen wandering around in the Rowan Hollow Road area. So if this sounds like your dog, if you go to the Rowan Hollow Road area, you should be able to find him. Once again, a little black dog with pointy ears and a collar found wandering around in the Rowan Hollow Road area.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
She's the best friend.
their 1978 self-titled debut album, Those Are the Cars, with My Best Friend's Girl. Happy Saturday afternoon, everyone. How are we doing today? Hopefully we've had a great day so far. Let's just keep the tunes a-rolling, shall we, here on Saturdays with Simo? Here is England Dan and John Ford Coley. I'd really love to see you tonight.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while. Not much. How about you? I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you. And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time and I really do miss your smile. I'm not talking about moving in and I don't. We could go walking through Windy Park, take a drive along the beach, or stay at home and watch TV and see it really doesn't matter much to me. I'm not talking about moving in and I don't want to change. See you tonight. I won't ask for promises, so you don't have to lie. We both played that game before. Say I love you, then say goodbye. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm window and the stars around. Tonight. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight.
Be close at hand. You
From 1966, Dusty Springfield with You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. That's the English language version of a very popular Italian song that was released the year earlier, Io Che Non Vivo Senza Te. And that was written by Pino Donaggio and Vito Pallavicini. Very, very popular in Italy. Reached all the way to number one for 3 weeks and stayed there. And so the English lyrics were added for Dusty Springfield by Vicki Wickham and Simon Napier Bell. You don't have to say you love me, but it helps. These are the Monkees. This is Valerie.
Breathless charm.
the Jaguars with The Way You Look Tonight. Let's take a break and hear from our sponsors real briefly. Thank you very much to each of the sponsors of Saturdays with Simo. This weekend, they would include Mastodon Records, WP Dental, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pine Valley Community Village, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Schmidt Woodland Hills, and Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Thank you very much. So we will hear from them and come back and hear a little bit of Bobby Darin singing some Kurt Vile for you.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Mauston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the broasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year.
Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. There's always family here.
Do not be afraid. We're here for you. You're not alone. This is how we make our residents at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living find comfort and peace when they are ill or in pain, when they long for their family, when they feel their days are numbered. Harvest Guest Home caregivers become part of its residents' family, a gentle touch, a whispered prayer. The familiar voice of our caregivers brings hope to our residents who are temporarily in the hospital or rehab facility when they visit. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, a sanctuary for the restless spirit, a joyful place for the lonely heart, a place like no other in our community. Call us at 608-647-8205.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the 4 permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
What's better than WRCO's Retro Saturday? We can't think of anything either. This is Saturdays with Simo and your host, Chris Simonson, on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight dare. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Don't you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lynya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town.
Music originally written and produced in 1928 in Germany, play by Bertolt Brecht, and music and lyrics by Kurt Weill. That is from the Three Penny Opera. Of course, we know it as Mac the Knife by Bobby Darin. Great little jazz tune that is. All right, Chris, play some more music. Just stop lecturing, would you? Okay. This is a little bit of Chicago this Saturday afternoon. Nice little song called Baby, What a Big Surprise.
what you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.